You have probably heard from a young age that you need to eat your fruits and vegetables. But there are so many different ones. And not only that, the cost continues to grow the more and more fruits and vegetables you put in your shopping basket. Help keep it simple and get a variety of fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie capsules. You get the benefit of 31 whole fruits and vegetables by taking a few capsules of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Not to mention, it comes straight to your door. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You guys have heard me talking about Choffy, C-H-O-F-F-Y.com. It's that drink you can drink in the morning. It is not coffee, but it tastes like it. And it also comes from roasted chocolate beans. It raises serotonin levels, is great for digestion, if you know what I mean. I know a lot of people drink coffee for that reason. A lot of former coffee drinkers on Choffy now because it's so much healthier. It's like drinking 2 cups of blueberries. The antioxidants from those roasted chocolate beans are amazing. You can put in the code KATE. KATE will get you the savings. Also, you can try some different flavors. Ecuador is the one for coffee drinkers. I think they like that one the most. Tastes most like coffee. And then a hint of chocolate is in the one called Nigeria and Volta. And I like those. But you can put cream and sugar in it. You can drink it as an iced drink. I am telling you, the health benefits, raising of serotonin levels, and also that natural caffeine instead of the jittery kind that drops you. This is the natural caffeine. You're going to switch over. You're going to love this product. Choffy is that incredible. That incredible. I love it. I drink it every morning. It's fantastic. It's made a difference in my life. Go to choffy.com, C-H-O-F-F-Y, and just try it out. Put in the code KATE.
The following show is proudly made in the USA, but secretly owned by China and is motivated by oil interests in the Middle East. The KATE Daly Show starts now. The KATE Daly Show starts now.
Experts are using this week to raise awareness and show the importance of knowing the facts as you are scrolling, tapping, and clicking through websites and social media.
So we have a few phrases that if you see these phrases online, you should just take a minute before sharing that information. So we call it like take a pause.
Those red flag phrases are let that sink in. The media won't report this. Make this go viral, do your own research, and there are no coincidences.
Hi there, welcome, KATE Daly Show. Sorry, that was just so funny. I mean, yeah, let that sink in. There's no coincidences, do your own research. I mean, can you imagine that with a straight face, they say those are the triggering sentences that should tell you to take a pause in this day and age?
Yeah.
And the media won't report that. Wow. Welcome to the KATE Daly Show. Chris Ann Hall joins us, LibertyFirstSociety.com, LibertyFirstSociety.com. She is our constitutional expert and attorney, just joining us on a different hour this Thursday. So grateful to you for calling in. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. And I think that's hilarious. It's just how Orwellian we've actually become, you know, where the media warns you not to listen to people who warn you about the media.
I just love how you just put that. It is. It's truly how they, truly, that was from MSN. Yeah. It's mind-boggling, but they're putting it out there. So, Chris Ann Hall, let's talk a little bit about or mention the debt ceiling. Do you have anything to say about that, the debt ceiling bill?
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I think that we lose before we even start.
Mm.
When we couch this conversation quote-unquote, the debt ceiling.
Yes, you're right. You're 100% right.
Because, you see, there's nothing we can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to raise the debt ceiling.
All right. There's
so
a ceiling.
We move
mm-hmm.
because you cannot change that economic international fact.
Mm-hmm.
What we should be couching the discussion in is spending.
Mm.
So we can raise the debt ceiling, yet cut spending. And that's not what's happening. So if we couch the discussion from the get-go in stop the spending stupid,
yes,
instead of debt ceiling, then we could actually have perhaps a real educated, fruitful conversation about true life solutions.
Yes.
Because there is no solution when we talk about the debt ceiling.
Amen. You're right.
Yeah, you are right. But until the American people start admitting that it's a waste of money to study whether or not ladybug males are transgender is going to be a problem. We waste half the...
Well, because that's a spending issue.
Yeah,
you know?
But half
it's,
the...
It's trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And you're right, because my husband and I, Uncle Milty, because my husband and I just had this conversation. The reason that they get away with couching the discussion as the debt ceiling, which is a non-conversation, mm-hmm. is because politically, ideologically, socially, personally, the American people are not ready to stop government spending.
Yep. They all want their little piece of the pie.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Yep,
but
they'll
complain and moan about raising mm-hmm. the debt ceiling, which is a completely false narrative, and they'll get ticked off at the Republicans that raise the debt ceiling, when in reality, mm-hmm. like I said, that's the non-conversation. It's a red herring.
Right. All right. Tell us about the IRS opinion of the Supreme Court and what they're allowed to do.
Thank you. You just made me smile. So this is a very, so let me start by saying this. We have a principle in the legal field mm-hmm. that is articulated like this. Bad facts make bad law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the epitome of this IRS decision, this IRS opinion. Because, you see, what you have is a situation where a man is legitimately hiding assets from the IRS in other people's bank accounts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a statement on whether we should be able to hide assets from the IRS or whether we should even pay the IRS,
mm-hmm.
right? This is just about this issue. So this guy is legitimately mm-hmm. hiding assets from the IRS under other people's accounts.
Right.
So what happens is the Supreme Court says we are tailoring this in a very narrow way to say in circumstances like this, exactly like this,
mm-hmm.
the IRS does not have to notice the bank account holders when they're subpoenaing records from the bank. It's not about everybody, right?
It's just
about people who are involved in defrauding the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not a comment on whether, well, let me put it this way. This is wrong mm-hmm. no matter how you look at it.
Right.
Because the standard in America is innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
It is due process. There are never any circumstances under our constitutional republic design that the government ought to be able to take anything that belongs to you without due process.
Yep.
There you go.
I don't even think notice is enough, okay?
Yeah.
I think it should be, hey, we're about to take your records. Here's 30 days before we do it for you to file your pleadings to object.
Right.
That would be straight up due process, right?
Right.
So it's a 9-0 opinion saying, hey,
jeez.
Congress said in their legislation that creates the IRS, they don't have to notice in these circumstances. The Supreme Court said because Congress wrote it specifically that the IRS does not have to notice in these particular circumstances, then we hold that the IRS does not have to notice. That's the second problem.
Right.
The Supreme Court is not simply allowing the IRS to avoid due process, they're making a standard that because Congress wrote in the legislation that the IRS can do this, that the IRS can do that, which places Congress and legislative acts above the Constitution, which completely nullifies Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution, which says that all legislative acts have to be made pursuant to the Constitution. Hmm. So even though this is a 9-0, they get it wrong. Now, to really understand the complexity that the justices see in this, right? Bad facts make bad law. This dude was really trying to hide things, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You have to read the concurrence written by Brown, Jackson, and Gorsuch. So I have to say with a disappointed heart that Gorsuch obviously voted in favor of this because it was a 9-0. But they, in this concurrence, what they say is this is just for these specific kinds of circumstances where it has evidence has shown that there's actual fraud happening in these other accounts. In the concurrence, Brown, Jackson, and Gorsuch admit that this opinion could be dangerously used by the IRS in an overbroad, arbitrary way.
But they went for it anyway.
The courts need to find, the courts need to be on top of this so that the IRS doesn't use this as a tool, mm-hmm. an excuse or permission to not notice anyone. So I find it very interesting that the very concerns that many of us are articulating about the slippery slope nature of this particular opinion is recognized by at least Brown, Jackson, and Gorsuch mm-hmm. as a very real and potential danger, which then makes me wonder
why they did it.
Why would you even do it in the first place?
Amen. Amen. There's no, it's like they tried to provide an excuse and, you know, I can't imagine why they did that. It's bizarre.
And it is a puzzling thing to me because Gorsuch is usually the one that's not afraid to be alone and, mm-hmm. and stand out for the people's rights. I'm not quite sure what they're trying to do. Most of the time when these kind of things happen that really make you scratch your head, mm-hmm. It's a sort of judicial pathway that they're trying to establish or forge. So what we're seeing with this Supreme Court is they're trying to push the federal government out of state issues. They're trying to keep the state issues in control of the state more often. That's what you had with mm-hmm. the Roe v. Wade thing, right. And that's what you have with the EPA stuff. And they're trying to say that agencies are not allowed to do things on their own without actual congressional direction, which is why they've overturned the EPA directions. It's why they set aside a lot of this stuff where the EPA, where the regulatory agencies are creating rules within rules.
Mm.
Yeah, so... Yeah. What they're doing here is really making Congress responsible for their legislative conduct.
Wow. Okay, Uncle Milty.
So hurry.
It's interesting though that the federal government and Biden just announced that they were going to make a ruling on, I can't, all of a sudden it left my mind, but there was a ruling they made that just absolutely is invalid without legislation.
Yeah, well, and this is the trend that the Supreme Court is on. If someone files a suit against that, there's a really clear indication that the Supreme Court in their current trajectory is going to overturn that and say, no, that's not going to be allowed. And so perhaps if you want to maybe give Gorsuch, which I tend to do, the benefit of the doubt, maybe he's making the people swallow a hard pill so they'll stop giving Congress a pass for the way they legislate, which unfortunately is judicial activism. Because really the only job of the Supreme Court is to say, this is constitutional, this is not constitutional, based on applying the Constitution. It's not their job to play parent and hand out spankings and create corrective behavior.
Right, right.
So in reality, what they should have said is, hey, guess what? I don't care who told you you can. The Fourth Amendment says you're not allowed to take people's property without due process.
Chris Ann Hall, LibertyFirstSociety.com. LibertyFirstSociety.com. Go help her out. Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Appreciate it. All right. Did you guys know you can go to MyStore.com from MyPillow? Instead of going to MyPillow.com, go to MyStore.com. It's like a mini Amazon. People don't know about this, and I absolutely love this because you can use the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get stuff off of automotive and pet supplies. And I mean, you name it, there's a product on there for you. And it is really amazing. The thing is run by Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. And MyStore, you get the same. You get to use the same code KATE to get all the savings. Right now, the $25 slipper, regular $149. When you put it in the cart and you put in the promo code, it reduces in the checkout. And so many products are like that. And you can get products pennies on the dollar. Whereas Amazon, you don't have that, but you do have that on MyStore.com every single time you order from MyStore.com. These are the same folks. It's MyPillow.com. But go to MyStore.com and look around. You're going to love it. I swear you're going to love it. I love this website now. Make sure and go there and put the code in KATE. Thanks, you guys. Supports the show and keeps us on the air. Thank you. Right back. KATE Daly Show.